We're getting ready to melt down, and we got somebody on the line, and there's a couple more lines open for you. If you got something that you want to get off your chest, anything at all, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We will go around the room, and we will melt it down right about now.
It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
I will, because chivalry is not dead on the Johnny B. Show, I will let Anna Hummel start first. Anna, what is it that has your pretty little face upset?
Well, Johnny, not too happy about people going to work sick.
Oh, that's still a thing, huh?
I will spray antibacterial spray in your face.
You've done that.
Yes, I've threatened to do that before. I go into work, the day job.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's somebody sitting at my desk, which is fine.
Sons of bitches.
Use my computer. It's cool. I'm not there. But I get there, and he's coughing, and he's sneezing, and the manager tells me, oh, yeah, so-and-so is, he's sick.
Oh, no.
And he's using your computer. And I just said, I'm not using that computer.
Bastard.
And if he gets closer to me, I'm going to spray him in the face. Mm. And I said that to his face.
Oh, boy.
If you're sick, stay the F home. People are dying from the flu.
It's true.
It's not going to be me.
I still know plenty of people that are going through it. And I guess flu season is winding down, but it's still kicking.
It's not out.
Still kicking people's
it's
asses.
Not out. Get
gross.
Away from me.
I know.
Have some respect.
Jerks.
For yourself and for other people.
Hate it.
Rant over.
Ryan Adams?
Yes, sir.
You sweet, sweet flower of a man. What has you upset?
I am a flower.
Yes.
I work in the hospitality business, as you may know, Ford's Garage, Wesley Chapel. Come and see me.
Damn, nice plug.
I'm really tired of people coming into a restaurant seemingly in a very pissed off mood. Like,
what?
Like they don't want to be there.
You know why? Like, because they're not fat. Fat people are happy when they go in for food.
But I try to leave my drama at the door. If I'm having a bad day, no matter what my job is that day, I leave it all outside. So I try to put on a happy face.
Yeah.
And these customers walk in. They don't make eye contact with me.
A-holes.
They literally treat me like this guy's a POS because he's waiting tables. You know what I want to do? I want to look at them and be like,
oh, no.
I'm actually the executive producer for Monday through Friday night radio show.
Oh, bitch.
On the number
bitch,
one radio station.
Bitch.
In the goddamn market.
You bitches.
But I don't do that.
Yeah, because you work for tips.
Because I work for tips. So,
just
at the very least...
It's a good reason not to do that.
Like
you
it.
Could look me in the eye
yeah,
and tell me you want that unsweet tea with extra lemon.
Yeah.
Instead of looking everywhere else but at my face.
Yeah.
What if they're looking at your penis?
That's fine, too, because the tip's probably getting higher.
Oh!
And they're going to leave me more money.
Just a tip.
So, yeah, and by the way... Those same people are the ones that leave me 13% tip, even though nothing came out wrong. Everything was freaking fantastic.
You know what they need to do?
So, yeah.
They need to put respect on your name.
I'm going to put respect in their salad next time.
No.
Oh,
don't
damn.
Do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Pull your pants up.
You about to get fired. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Cam Bertrand.
Yeah, man.
What has you upset, my friend?
Pretty mad, Johnny.
Oh, what's going on?
Pretty mad.
Oh, melt it down.
Jay-Z.
Oh, no.
Cheated on Beyonce.
What? How do you do that?
And nobody cares.
I know!
Nobody's discussing this. More people cared when Kevin Hart cheated on his wife.
I know.
And her biggest credit is being Kevin Hart's wife.
I know.
You know what Beyonce's done?
Made me happy.
20 Grammys.
Mm.
$350 million. And you cheat on her?
Bastard.
You're going to cheat on Beyonce. Jay-Z's a 4. She's an 11.
He looks like the camel from the cigarettes.
He looks like a ninja turtle.
Yes.
he looks like a Donatello.
Yeah,
the
he looks
worst
like a turtle.
Ninja turtle.
He grows.
The worst ninja turtle.
Do you understand? How do I justify not cheating on my girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Jay-Z single-handedly did more for ruining monogamy than he did for rap music.
Son of a
and
bitch.
He has 11 platinum albums.
I know.
I can't not cheat on some people now.
I can't even respect the Yankees hat.
Exactly. And he done made it more famous than the Yankees did.
He did do that. Son of a bitch. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I am not happy either, folks. Something's got me annoyed. And it should you, too. Anybody know who Mac Beggs is? Mac Beggs.
No Mac Daddy.
Is he the next big rapper since Lil Pump?
Mac Beggs, number one, would be a great panhandler name, right? Just stand on the corner. What's your name? I'm Mac Beggs. Give me $5, bitch. No, Mac Beggs. It's confusing, really. Mac Beggs is a two-time state champion high school wrestler.
Oh, damn. That's impressive.
Good for him.
18-year-old senior from Euless Trinity High School near Dallas. 2 years in a row. And I'm not happy about it.
Righto.
I'm a little pissed off about it.
Johnny could never wrestle in high school.
I could wrestle. I wrestled with a lot of stuff, like getting in and out of my desk. I could do whatever I want, man. My mama said if you put your mind to it and you dream it hard enough, it'll happen.
It's probably really hard watching your house burn down, too.
It was. That's usually Anna that brings that up.
She hasn't in a while. I had to pick up the baton and run it again.
Not a sweet flower anymore. No, I am pissed off at Mac Beggs. Not really at Mac Beggs, but really at the system. Here's the issue. Mac Beggs is a transgender wrestler. Do I have a problem with transgenders? Not even a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't.
You sure?
No.
Okay.
I love everybody, honestly, and I also hate everybody at the same time. Here's the issue. Mac Beggs is a girl transitioning into a boy. Now, in order to do that...
I can relate.
Yes, you can. In order to do that, Mac Beggs is taking steroids.
Hell yeah. Get them gains, girl. Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with Mac Beggs becoming a boy. If Mac Beggs was born to be a boy, by God, be a boy, Mac. But Mac Beggs is wrestling girls in the girl division.
Oh, hell no.
And with big-ass muscles, big steroid muscles. My problem isn't that it's a girl with muscles. My problem
is nothing wrong with that.
You got big ass muscles. My problem is nobody else is allowed to take steroids and wrestle. Right?
Yeah.
That is my only issue. So, you're also taking low doses of testosterone for the transition. So, fighting other girls, steroided up and on testosterone, and winning two... championships back to back.
Keyword, man, winning.
I guess, man. Wins, it just seems unfair to the other wrestlers.
It is.
How do you think it would go down if she lost?
And then it's still unfair to the other wrestlers.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Would it have been a story?
Not nearly the story, but it just...
I love America.
It solidifies how unfair it is, the fact that she's the state champion 2 years in a row. And I understand she wants to compete. And I'm not saying she to be sarcastic. I don't know what to call.
He, probably.
I don't know yet because... the transition hasn't happened. Is it he?
When you make the choice, you're a he now.
But he's wrestling girls.
Doesn't matter. That's just what was on his birth certificate.
Okay.
That's the rule.
I'm okay with whatever he wants to be. I'm really okay with it. But is it fair to be on testosterone and steroids and fighting anybody, female or male? It's not fair. And he is beating the hell out of girls and winning championships.
Must be nice.
He's the Ike Turner of high school wrestling. It's just not fair. And everybody's fine with it. There's no hashtag Me Too on the mat.
The other parents are pissed.
They gotta be.
Yeah, they're like, this ain't fair. I would not let my kid fight Mac Beggs.
Do you see the pictures? The big ass biceps
and the hair under the arms?
Big old afro wigs under the arms. It's unbelievable.
Can somebody knock his parents out for naming him Mac?
That's
chosen
a choice.
Name. Yeah.
Mac Beggs
it's probably
is,
like Michelle or something.
Yeah, it probably is. And look, I'm fine with it. I really am. Like, I am very, very open-minded to anything anybody wants to be. Go be it. If you want to be a chicken, you want to claim you're a chicken, be a chicken. I don't care.
But this is an unfair advantage.
It is. Testosterone, steroids, and they are allowing it to happen because the transition is happening. I get it. You're transitioning, but... You should have to fight other transitioning transgenders, right? In your weight class that are also
in high
pumped
school.
Up. In high school, pumped up with steroids. It's going to be a small field of people probably in Texas.
But like you said, you'll win by default.
You have to. Let's say you're the only one. You're the only one. You're like, I'm the only Mac Beggs in Tampa or Texas. And they go, well, I guess you win.
It's the only Mac Beggs in the world.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know all the Mac Beggses. Let's go to the phones for some meltdowns. Mike! What has you pissed off?
Now, before I get on to it, I just want to say thank you for letting me on the show and be able to say my piece.
Yeah.
and also for letting me on the show previously when I melted down about Cuban cigars.
Oh, I love this guy. I love the melting down. By the way, I was at a Cuban cigar place yesterday. It was phenomenal.
Now, we're happy to enjoy all the amenities there.
Yeah. What you got, Mike? Anyway, you seem very upset.
Well, pretty much right now, I do hospitality. Services for making coffees and stuff at the cigar shop I work at.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of, I don't know why people, they come in, they order a coffee, say, getting coffee is supposed to be a fun thing. You're supposed to enjoy it. It's the nectar of the gods. It's to make you happy.
I agree.
But it feels like when people come on vacation, they just want to get rid of all the anger that they have at you because you're giving them a coffee, and here's the espresso, here's the coffee you want, here's the cold coffee, here's the hot coffee.
Yeah.
All right. Why do you have to have that pissed off face at me? Why do you have to turn your nose up at me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I make five different espresso type coffees, lattes, and stuff like that in a row. Backing up the line. Oh, sorry. Hey, here's the exact amount for it.
Jerks.
No tip for you.
What? See, I hold guys like you in such high regard. When I went into that Cuban cigar place in Ybor yesterday, a Tabanero, I believe I might be saying it right, but they had a couple of Cuban descent baristas in the back, and they were making up fine coffee con leches and all kinds of great coffees of the Cuban variety, and I looked at them as goddesses. They were doing the Lord's work.
They were
pumping me full of delicious, yeah, they were beautiful, delicious, delicious caffeine. And, of course, I tipped them nice. How long have you been doing this kind of work?
About 3 years now.
Let's go. You want to plug your?
Hire me after.
You want to plug your company?
They were the first people.
Were you?
No, not really. Because people like to throw their political opinions out there. And I don't want to be throwing my company out there.
I got you. I just want to come get coffee. That's all.
No, it's a place in John's Pass.
Oh, okay. I'll put you on hold when we hang up, and Ryan will get the information. I want to come out and taste your coffee in my mouth.
Me too.
All right.
Sounds weird. Sorry. Yeah. All right, buddy. You feel better?
Yeah. I just wanted to say it's the one place that hired me, the first place to hire me after I left the Army.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for your service. And if you're having coffee, we're not going to say any name of the company, but if you're having coffee in a Cuban place in John's Pass, tip Mike big. All right, Mike. Take care, pal.
All right.
Later. I hope he feels better.
You just hung up on him, and you told me you were going to put him on hold.
I lied. Call back.
And then melt down on Johnny for hanging out.
Santiago! What up?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to say, first of all, I love your show, man.
Thanks, man.
You and Mo make me laugh so hard.
Man. Way to cheapen it. So what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to comment on what you were ranting about earlier. Max Beck, I read an article about it, and it's a woman transitioning to a man.
Yep.
But she petitioned the state to allow her to wrestle with the boys.
Right.
And the state denied it.
Yes.
So also her testosterone levels are like regulated by an endocrinologist. So she stays around where a pubescent teenage boy would be.
Uh-huh.
So I think part of it is a state, because if they would allow him to wrestle with the boys like he wanted to, then I don't think it would be as much of an issue.
Oh, yeah. And maybe I failed to mention that. But yes, Mac Beggs wanted to wrestle with the boys, but they said, no, you can't. You're a girl. And then they said you can wrestle with the girls, so Mac Beggs.
They shouldn't have allowed that either.
I agree. Yeah. So Mac Beggs like, all right, I'm gonna beat all these bitches' asses, and that's what's going down right now. And even if it's testosterone of a prepubescent boy, it's still boy testosterone levels fighting girls and steroids.
You got more muscle. It's just not fair.
It's not really fair. But I appreciate it, Santiago, for the clarification. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy.
Thanks, bye-bye.
I say if she wants to fight the boys and she's 17, I say get the parent signature and let it go.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of meltdowns on Twitter.
Get them.
Jessica at Candace Fit in Your Mouth.
Uh-huh.
Her midnight meltdown of every day, people not passing the MFing. People not passing in the passing lane. Get the F out of my way.
I hate it so much. Every day. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Howard Franklin is broken. The left lane is the slow lane now on the Howard Franklin.
That's true.
And I'm like, why? Why am I passing on the right side on a four-lane bridge?
Nah.
And it is true that if it's a two-lane highway, there is no passing lane, right? It has to be three lanes or more, correct?
Yes. Okay. But if there's a dotted line, you can can pass, but yeah.
So, and David G just tweeted out one to all of us. I ran out of crispy pork belly to put on my sourdough pita pizza.
Oh, you
Hashtag my Monday night meltdown. Mm. F.
Yeah, I don't like that. I got some pork belly from Trader Joe's.
Pork butt, never mind.
Belly is the best.
Like inside?
That's what bacon is pork belly, basically. But when you get it in the full block form, oh my God.
Dude, Thomas got this slab of pork ass or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
And it had hairs on it.
You just cut that off, bruh.
Ugh.
Oh, no, not ugh. It's delicious. You never seen a chicken wing still got hairs on it? You go to a Chinese place, they don't even care. They pluck them, kind of. So they still got, a feather hanging off, a bunch of hair on it.
Hell no.
The chicken still got, there's a little beak
That's
on
disgusting.
It.
That's disgusting.
I know.
It's got moxie.
It does, man.
You eat that for flavor, all right? It had character.
It did. That chicken went down fighting.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.